Hello once again, and thank you for joining me here on Organ First Radio. I'm Alan Ashton. Welcome to the world of organ music. Apart from another selection of new recordings to tell you about, I thought it would be nice to feature a number of lady organists in this month's show. After all, on the 20th of last month, it was officially the first day of spring, and that's supposed to be the time when a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of love. To set the scene, here's William Davis at the Henry Willis Organ in Tatton Hall in Cheshire, with a song from that famous film, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Davis at the Henry Willis Organ at Tatton Hall in Cheshire, and a tune which I'm sure you guessed the name of, Spring, Spring, Spring. And so to the first of the lady organists in the show this month, and also the first of the new CDs. This one comes from one of my all-time favourite female pedal pushers, namely Penny Whedon. I first worked with her back in the 80s at the Pontins Organ Festivals, and even back then, she always made a point of choosing her program content to make it different and entertaining. Over the years, she's continued to do just that when it comes to releasing CDs. The latest is titled Pianissimo, and it's one of those lovely late-night concepts when you're sat by the fireside with your wife or your loved one. Seriously, it's a collection of where the accent is firmly on sitting back and letting some lovely sounds created on a Tyros 4 waft around you. Thank you. Dream On, Little Dreamer, composed by none other than Perry Como, and played there by Penny Whedon. Staying with her latest CD, I've a special reason for choosing this next track, Dancing in the Dark. Dancing in the Dark, an unusual opening treatment there to this theme music from the 1949 film of the same name. My reason for choosing it? Well, when I left school and first started out to earn a living, I became a cinema projectionist. The title of the film being screened on my first day of work was Dancing in the Dark. Anyway, apart from the two examples you've just heard, there's another 18, all played in that lovely, easy style of just mainly piano and strings. The full track listing is, of course, as ever, on the MSS Organ First Radio webpage. I had a nice email from a regular listener to these programmes, a former organ club secretary in the Merseyside area, and someone who, with his wife Millicent, always attended those Pontins organ festivals. And it was Bernard Fairbrother who reminded me of the time when, following their first ever appearance, which clearly went down a treat with the audience, I immediately rebooked them for the following year. On their first appearance, they were the Danny Mannix Trio, but the following year, it was the Danny Mannix Band, and here they are with Danny on Hammond to play Lullaby of Birdland. Lullaby of Birdland, played there by Danny Mannix Band. And looking on the internet, I note that he's now billed as the Danny Mannix Big Band. A couple of months ago, I received a CD from OK Roland Productions, and one of the artists on the titled Riding High release was Charles Smitten. What's more, there's a lovely selection, recorded live on the Wurlitzer in the Odeon Leeds, which fits perfectly into this month's show, as you're about to find out. Thank you. April in Paris, April in Portugal, I'll Remember April, and April Showers. Recorded there by Charles Smitten, live in concert on an unknown date. I wonder if it was during the month of April. Anyway, the second of Our Lady pedal pushers this month is someone I re-established contact with a few weeks back, when we exchanged some informative emails. Back in the 70s, she was touring for the Hammond Organ Company, and that's when I first met her. These days, she's heavily committed to the Roland range of instruments, and I'm hopeful that some of her more recent recordings might soon be available from MSS. Anyway, from one of her Roland CDs made back in 2000, here's the very talented Rosemary Bailey with her own arrangement of The Shaker Song. Thank you. The Shaker Song, played there by Rosemary Bailey on Roland Electronic. And a very talented lady to boot, because she's equally at home on Well It's a Pipe Organ too. Seated at the console of a 3-manual 15-rank installation in the Californian home of Dr. Alfred Earhart, here's Rosemary Bailey with an exuberant version of New York, New York. Rosemary Bailey, and from one of America's finest lady organists to one of our own, the legendary Doreen Chadwick. In her many years playing theatre organs the length and breadth of the country, it would be perhaps fair to say that one of her favourite instruments was the Compton in Ossett Town Hall, on which she's now going to play a lovely composition by blind composer Maria von Paradis, titled Sicilienne.
Thank you.
Doreen Chadwick playing Sicilienne on the Compton organ in the Ossett Town Hall. On now to the latest CD from Brett Wales, now in his 16th year of performing at various organ concerts and festivals around the country. These days he favours the versatile Versi Luva, the Yamaha Tyros 2, and a couple of other keyboards to spice up the sound even more. The title of the CD is called Lately, and the 15 tracks span 50 years or more. Well, like Brett Wales, everyone has to start somewhere, and in the case of Tom Jones, it's not unusual. Track from his latest CD, and of course that was It's Not Unusual. But in fact, it was rather unusual how that hit for Tom Jones came about. Seems that it was originally offered to vocalist Sandy Shaw, but after she heard Tom sing it on a demo disc for her, she declined and said that the person to really sing it should in fact be Tom himself. It was his second single, and it reached number one in the UK charts back in 1965. Anyway, a full rundown of the tracks on Brett Wales' new CD, titled Lately, is on our web pages, and I promise we'll have another track later in the show today. I attended a concert last month given by one of my favourite organists, namely Michael McEnany, and during which he played one of the many rags written by Scott Joplin. Well, here's another famous composer of ragtime and popular music, Charles Leslie Johnson, who composed the popular Dill Pickles rag in 1906, and played for us now on the very first organ to be installed in an American pizza parlour, the Oldie Pizza Joint in Hayward in California, back in 1962. The artist is the former resident there, Don Thompson. Thank you. the Dill Pickles Rag, played by Don Thompson. I don't think I've played any recordings in earlier editions of Organ First Radio by American organist Helen Dell, so I'm about to rectify that right now with this delightful little novelty number, which is titled Church Mouse on a Spree. The organ is the Wurlitzer in the San Gabriel Civic Auditorium. Dell and Church Mouse on a Spree. Well, I don't know about a Church Mouse on a Spree, but here's the legendary Dutch organist Cor Steen at the one-of-a-kind magic organ built by Dutch electronics engineer Jaap Keizervoet, and he's in charge of some very wild horses. Horses, played by Cor Steen. And if you want to learn all about Cor Steen and the magic organ, then go to YouTube and enter a search for Organ Celebrities No. 7. Certainly this Dutch organist was a very popular countryman, because the video has now already had over 7,000 hits. We've had some items from four ladies in the show this month, and therefore it seems appropriate to include a delightful little composition by Reginald King, and played for us here on the North East Theatre Organ Association Wurlitzer by Simon Gledhill. It's called simply Serenade for My Lady. Serenade for My Lady, played there by Simon Gledhill and taken from his latest CD titled Sunny Side of the Street. And in case you haven't noticed, MSS have limited stocks on offer of three previous CDs which feature the Howdenly Weir Wurlitzer organ. It's a chance to pick up a bargain. Well, with one eye on the clock, it's fast coming to the end of this month's show, and as promised, another track from Brett Wells' latest CD titled Lately. Now this track, I'll hazard a guess and say, is that Brett is the only other organist to record it, other than the great Klaus Wunderlich, that is, who included it on his award-winning LP devoted to the sound of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. So full marks to Brett for going with Flying Home, which was actually composed by Lionel Hampton, who was making his first ever flight in an aircraft, along with members of the Benny Goodman Band, on their way to a gig in Atlantic City. The story goes that Lionel began to hum a tune, and Benny said, "What's that you're humming?" To which Lionel is reputed to have said, "I don't know. We could call it Flying Home, I guess. The year was 1939, and when Lionel left the Goodman Band, he used it as his signature tune from that day on. Anyway, this is Brett Wales' version. Safely back in the airport lounge after flying home in the company of Brett Wales. And mention there of Klaus Wunderlich reminds me that MSS now have stocks of the very latest compilation which I put together for Bell Music in Germany, which consists for the very first time since the compilation albums first appeared on Klaus's famous Hammond pop organ series. Hopefully, I'll be able to include another track from it in next month's show, along with some of the brightest and best organ music to come your way. Courtesy, of course, of Organ First Radio and yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.